Trauma.
PTSD.
Trauma.
Generational trauma.
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 Rage and trauma. Rage and trauma.
PTSD.
PTSD.
Trauma.
Trauma.
Family trauma.
Generational trauma.
Family trauma.
You know, generational trauma.
Generational trauma.
Generational trauma.
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 This is what trauma looks like.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I was made how I was made and nothing's going to change me. But I'm horribly embarrassed about all of it. So I'm saying all the good-looking people that are on TV, why don't we show their vaginas and their buttholes? I'm not suggesting that we do it.
Teresa, tell her I love her pie. No, not that kind of pie, you moron. Her vagina.
By the way, here's a food tray.
Yeah. I didn't throw food at you. It was pussy.
Do you understand that? Are you agreeing with me? Can you give me some money? And you're a good boy. And even though you said no to all the questions that I asked you, you're still a good boy.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you over there, Kristen.
And best to you over there, Brian.
And best to you over there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 15 seconds or less. You heard it here last. All righty, Rudy, righty, Rudy. I read the most interesting article, and I can't remember, maybe it was on Vice or AV Club or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they were saying this is the year of the penis because of how many penises are being shown on television, on, you know, prestige television like HBO and Showtime and some other networks. There's a lot of cock out there.
Okay.
But that cock is, a lot of it is prosthesis.
Yes.
Yeah, it's prosthetics, right? And what this person, the author of this particular article, was saying was that why are we shying away from showing the actual vagina or butthole? Like, let's just get there, right? She was explaining it that people are clamoring to just get it over with. Let's just show the labia, let's get it out of the way, and let's show a little ass. Let's show a little hardcore fucking on these television shows, and let's show the inside of vaginas, because that's what the people want. We're getting there. Why haven't we got there? Well, first of all, why are we using so many prostheses when it comes to prosthetics when it comes to male genitalia? And second of all, why aren't we yet just going ahead and showing the full shebang? And I have to agree with the young lady who's writing this article. I'm assuming she's young and a lady.
I think it depends. Depends on the storyline.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it depends on the storyline. Like, if, you know, if you're in an episode of Friends, we don't need to see Lisa Kudrow's asshole.
Yeah.
But if we're in the middle of, like, I don't know, like a love scene that's important to the story, why are we shying away, and why are we showing, what do they call those? A merkin? Why do we have merkins in prosthesis? Why not just go ahead and show the actual vagina?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're getting there.
Because you look at other countries, like look at a country like Denmark, who put together an incredible series of sexual education videos for their young children, really, middle school-type age children.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes through it. I've watched these documentaries for research purposes only. I've watched these documentaries, and there is a lot of dick and labia.
Yeah.
And,
well,
and
those
butthole.
Are specific sex education videos.
Yes, that's exactly how I took it, too. But during one of these videos, they are literally examining all parts of the genitalia. Like, it's not just a little bit of examination, it's full examination.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can teach the kids about what's going on.
Yeah, the parts, what they do.
And why are we still so puritanical about what goes on? Why is there really a difference between vagina, you know, full frontal, and then showing an actual labia? Should there be?
Like,
this is a great debate that's going on in the internet right now, and I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. No pun intended.
Wait, do we really want to see buttholes? There's plenty of butts.
Whether or not I want to see a butthole is almost irrelevant. It's about what the people want, Chrissy. We got to give the people what they want. Now, I'm not suggesting if we're in an episode of The Commercial Break, you don't need to show your labia. But if it's prestige TV and it's relevant to the storyline and we're showing a little nudity, let's just go ahead and show the actual nudity. Mm-hmm. Why are we still censoring what we see on TV? And I agree with this. And I'm talking about adults that are looking at this. I'm not talking about like television shows for children. We don't need to show labias on Sesame Street.
But that being said, I'm sure there is some that, like, you know, I've noticed that on just Hulu shows, you can just show a lot of things that...
A lot of skin?
Yeah, that I'm a little embarrassed that, like, our 15-year-old daughter was watching years ago. Yeah.
Like,
so I think, because there's so much now, I mean, not everybody's doing those parental controls. And, the kids want to watch Hulu and the kids want to watch HBO and that kind of thing. I mean, it's hard to kind of monitor everything.
Yeah, my kid navigates Prime better than I do. And I'm a little nervous about what he's going to stumble upon.
Pornhub's free.
Yeah, but I think that was kind of like the point of it, right? Is that we should loosen up a little bit and, you know, just, just let it fly. Why not? It's a body and who cares? And, you know, everybody knows what a vagina is. Everybody knows what a butthole is. Everyone has seen a real life penis before. Mm-hmm. Of course, if I was in one of those television shows, I'd want the prosthetic too.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't want to. I'm a grower and not a shower. So both of those things.
Yeah, well, I did read an article about something along these lines with The White Lotus that just was out on HBO, because there's one scene where he's changing in the bathroom and it shows his extremely large penis.
Yeah, that's a prosthetic.
Yes, it was. The actor was talking about it and he said that he saw it and was like, oh my God. Wow.
Mark Wahlberg wore one in Boogie Nights.
In Boogie Nights.
That thing was a monstrosity. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was playing a porn star.
He was playing a very famous porn star. Mm-hmm. Based on a porn star named John Holmes. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever seen a real John Holmes movie, that guy had the real deal cock. And that thing was like 62 inches long. I mean, it was huge. It was a snake, basically. And if I was in the movies, I'd also ask for the prosthetic. I wouldn't want the real deal shown. Now, you know, I'm not afraid of my own. I was made how I was made and nothing's going to change me. But I'm horribly embarrassed about all of it. So I'm saying all the good-looking people that are on TV, why don't we show their vaginas
and
their buttholes? I'm not suggesting that we do it.
Why don't you take this on as a cause?
We should add this to the treaty. The great butthole vagina treaty of 2023. If you're going to show it,
more like our constitution, you know, and we're doing amendments.
Yeah. Well, what exactly is the basis of our Constitution?
I don't know. We need a mission statement.
We do need a mission statement.
It's fact, news, or fiction. Yeah.
You know, we're building a new website, right? The 15th website we've had in the short time we've been on air. We're building a new website, and they ask you like a million fucking questions, right? It's going through this whole brand identity and all this other stuff. And that's like kind of the stuff they're asking, like, what's your mission statement? And I'm like...
A mission statement for our podcast.
For the commercial break. Yeah. Just trying to get through the episode, sir. We're trying to make a buck. We're failing horribly, but we're trying to make
laugh
a buck.
In the meantime.
Yeah, but we're going to laugh in the meantime. I mean, if you can't beat them, join them. We're just yet another podcast not making money doing this. Oh my God, it's freezing.
It's really cold, and there's a huge storm.
Huge storm. This will be about a week and a half old. Is that dog back again?
Blue's back.
I just locked the dog out of the room, and now she's back. Oh, whatever. I guess we'll just leave her in here. This is a habit now. She's like coming in. The thing is that the door doesn't close all the way.
Yeah.
It's like a little bit weird. So all she has to do is just like kind of push her nose into it. Yeah, she scratches it a little bit and it opens up.
She's just laying down at my feet. So,
but yeah, this I was just talking to somebody.
Very cold.
One of my friends who lives in Wyoming, like in the middle of nowhere, Wyoming. And I would talk to them before the cold front came in, and it was minus 20 degrees. Not wind chill factor, minus 20 degrees, which is amazing.
It was
that is
negative
so
13
cold.
In Nashville this morning.
Negative 13, like the actual
temperature? Yeah, my friend
temperature?
Sent me the temperature from her car that was, you know, the outside temp.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Negative
13. For my money, I don't want any cold. I'm done with the cold. I do not like
favorite.
The cold. I like a little bit of a cool streak because that breaks it up here in Atlanta, especially it's so oppressively hot during the summer. But I'd take oppressively hot over cold any day of the week. Mm-hmm. If you gave me an option to go to the beach or to the mountains, I would be on the beach every single time because I don't know what to do in the mountains. Really, I'm not going to ski. That's too dangerous for a guy like me. I have very bad kneecaps. I don't want to go down the mountain. Yeah. One time I skied, it turned into a whole disaster. Yeah. I dislocated my shoulder.
And, oh, no.
Yeah, it hurt really bad.
I did some snowboarding in Wyoming, Jackson Hole.
Have you snowboarded in?
I did it that one time for like a week, and I learned how to do it. And then, you know, I never really went again because I lived in Tennessee, and there's not a lot of snowboarding.
Like here in Georgia, we don't have an... Oh, nice to see you, Blue.
she came over to you now.
You touch those wires and you're dead. Lay down. So we here in Georgia, we don't have any like snow mountains, right? There's no mountain gets enough snow that you can snow on it. But if you go up to North Carolina in Cherokee, they have fake snow mountains and then sometimes they'll get real snow. So the one time that I went skiing, and when I was a kid, when I was in grade school, every winter, what they would do is a company would come and they would, after school, they would teach you how to ski on a rug. So they put a huge rug on the side of a hill and then they'd teach you how to ski on this rug. They'd give you the skis, they'd teach you how. And so for a couple of winters after school, that's what we would do. We would like
rug ski,
basically. I was never good at it in the first place. But then 20 years later is the first time I'm actually going skiing. And so we go and we, you know, rent the skis and we start
the
on the little bunny.
Thing.
Yeah, start on the bunny. So I'm like a fish out of water, right? I have no idea what I'm doing. And so we go down the bunny hill and I kind of get my bearings a little bit. And then we go down the, whatever it is, green slope, you know, that's super slow and everybody's just kind of meandering around. And I liked that. I thought that was, that was good. It was good for me. I'm going like 5 miles per hour. I could probably walk faster, but I'm okay because I feel very unsure and I don't really know how to stop, right?
That's
the
thing.
I can kind of stop, but I'm not really stopping. Mm-hmm. This is during the daytime. So then we have some, like a late lunch and then the sun goes down and it actually starts to snow. So it was raining in the day and then it starts to snow at night, actual snow. So not only is it a fake snow, but now there's real snow that's falling. And as it gets later on in the night, I'm getting a little bit more confident about my skiing, but I'm also noticing I'm going a little bit faster.
Yeah.
Because the water that had been pouring on the mountain all day long on top of the fake snow started to freeze.
Frozen, yeah.
And so as it gets toward the end of the night, we're like, okay, let's go try one of the more advanced hills where we can go just a little bit faster. We got a little bit more room. So we're not talking like the Black Diamond or anything, right? This is,
it was the Blue.
Yeah, we're talking about the Blue Slowy, right? Like it's a like a Bluey. It's like very slow, but you got to take the lift. You got to take the lift up. And then as soon as you get off the lift, you just kind of go into the hill. And it's a big right-hand curve. Imagine like a semicircle around a bunch of trees. But you can really get going fast if you know how to what you're doing.
Straight.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you go straight for, let's call it 3 football fields. And I got going pretty fast, 10, 15 miles per hour. Yeah. And then the turn came, like a very gradual turn. And I had no idea what I was doing. So, and nor was I was just so concerned about how I was going to make this turn so I didn't go off into the next ski slope where everyone's just coming down straight, right? I was literally going to just, it'd be like if I just ran a red light and just drove through traffic on a 14-lane highway, right? Yeah. I was so concerned about that I wasn't paying attention to what was going on around me either. So as I try and start to make the turn, someone from behind me comes and they hit me. And when they hit me, I fell. And when I fell on my shoulder and I slid probably half a football field. It was just ice. Oh. That's all it was just ice. And I slid a half a football field down the mountain into the next snowstorm. And luckily, everybody avoided me, right? But I felt like a real dumbass.
Yeah, of course.
When I got up, something was definitely wrong with my shoulder. I couldn't move it. And I felt it. And I could feel that there was distance between my clavicle and my actual shoulder. I was like, So I take my skis off best I can. I just kind of I start scooting them down the mountain and I'm like gimping because it hurts so bad. And I bend down to pick up one of the skis and I instinctively go for it with my left hand, which is the shoulder that had been hurt, the shoulder I fell on. And when I did that, I just heard it. I heard it. I felt it. I screamed in intense pain because it was a miserable feeling. Mm. And then I walk down to the little, you know, where they keep the St. Bernards or whatever, you know.
The lodge?
Yeah, the, you know, the St. Bernard that comes up the mountain and helps you when it's got a little whiskey thing on, the, like a whiskey barrel tied to its neck. Do you remember that when you were a kid and they had the cartoons with the...
No.
Okay. So the in the Swiss Alps, they used to employ St. Bernards.
Dogs.
And since painkillers weren't readily available, like,
they would put
a little, like a little whiskey barrel, like a miniature whiskey barrel around its neck, so that if it found you, you could just drink the whiskey and it would kill the pain.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yes. That's pretty ingenious.
So I went to the little red, you know, where they put the red cross and all that, and I walk in, and the guy looks at me and he examines me. I don't know if he's a doctor or just a dude who was in the, you know, happened to be in the medical tent at the time, because he didn't have any credentials. He was just like, "What's up, man? Let me check it out." You know, he's toying around over there. It hurt very bad. And he's like, "Well, I don't know. If you dislocated your shoulder and you heard something, it probably popped itself back in." And I was like, okay, never been in so much. On the ride home, I was literally crying. I was driving and crying, which is a band from the 80s.
But yeah.
I was driving and crying because it hurt so incredibly bad. Oh. It was the worst kind of pain. It was like a toothache times 1,000. It just wouldn't go away. So I eventually went to the doctor and they said, "Well, you must have popped it out and popped it back in. There's a little, like, you know, you have some scar tissue. It'll go away." It didn't go. That pain didn't fully go away for about 6 months. Blue, if you walk into these wires and turn this thing off, I swear to God.
She just came to me and licked me.
Yeah, because she's excited. She wants you to bring her food. She doesn't realize that we're in the middle of a fucking show. So, we just had to take a break to get the dog out of here because you got to understand, this dog is very talkative. And it's amazing that she's been in here a couple episodes and we didn't even really notice because she was just like laid down and was being quiet. But that's not going to happen forever. So, I'm driving and I'm crying home the entire fucking way home. Oh. And, you know, that has really kept me from wanting to go
have
anything to do with snow sports ever again. Like, I just don't want to do it. I felt like I gained a little bit of control when I was like practicing and stuff and going down like the bunny slopes and the green slope or whatever you call it. But then I felt completely out of control.
That's
when
scary.
I went anything challenging, I felt out of control. Not to mention, I just don't like those lifts. Those lifts, I feel like you're just going to fall off the lift at any moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're way high in the air and it's like, it's too much for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're afraid of heights too. So.
Yeah, I don't like heights very much. I don't want to stand on a ladder, let alone get on a ski lift.
Yeah.
All right, so toward the end of the year, last episode, we decided we were going to review Teresa Caputo, who has been one of the fan favorites of season number 3. And we love it because Teresa Caputo is a fucking moron who is just lying to everybody. But there are people who believe her and, you know, whatever floats your boat, I suppose. But it's just too good to pass up. She's too much of an idiot not to address. So, where we left off, Teresa Caputo is live in a Chicago telelocal television station doing what they call cold readings to the audience. So far, she's been doing a miserable job, as she does on all these cold readings. She just floats around and she says words until somebody recognizes something she says.
Exactly.
So, she is about to address a lady.
Do you know somebody with legs?
Yeah, do you know somebody with legs? She has been talking to a lady who lost her husband due to something having to do with his brain many, many years ago. And now
she's disabled and was jumping up and down. Something
I don't know.
Like
who
that.
Fucking knows? We'll get into it. But here she is ending that and jumping on to what they call piggybacking onto another woman. You'll get it as the clip goes on. So without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. You know what time it is. It's time for the commercial break inside of the commercial break. And I'll keep it short because you already know. 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383 is how you get a hold of us directly. It's not a spam text message line. You can send us your comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas all through text message to 855-TCB-8383. If you're brave, leave a voicemail. We want to know about your favorite moment from season number 3. That's all of 2022. Any episode, any clip, any moment, text us. Please let us know. We've got a special surprise between season 3 and season 4, and we want you involved. Go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button. You can also send us a message there, listen to all the audio, or watch all the video. Better yet, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to watch full episodes in a whole new light. Watching the video version will give you extra tickles right in your pickles. One more tiny little favor, if you are ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, please use the specialized URL URLs or codes, or go to the website that we mention on those advertisements so that the sponsors know we're doing a wonderful job. Let's listen to a word from those wonderful financial sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. All right, everybody, I gotta let you know about our wonderful sponsors, Lululemon. Last week, I stopped by the Lululemon store to get myself a pair of joggers. You think Lululemon is just for yoga pants? You are wrong, just like I was. Lululemon can accommodate almost any piece of your wardrobe, and they do it in style and in comfort. It's the most cozy, the most comfortable, the most flattering, active and casual wear you will ever purchase. And now, Lululemon is a sponsor of The Commercial Break, so go to Lululemon.com this holiday season. Their website has hundreds of different styles for men and for women. Jackets, slacks, hoodies, sweatshirts, socks, underwear, and yes, activewear. It's all available at Lululemon.com. Guys, don't be shy. I swear, these are the most comfortable pants I have ever worn. I'm saying it again. Never did I picture myself a Lululemon kind of guy, and now I'm sold for life. Chrissy got a jacket. She's in love with it. Astrid's ordered some apparel for after the baby comes, and now I am eyeing some slacks for Christmas. So go to Lululemon.com. Get comfortable. Get cozy. Get Lululemon in this holiday season for anyone who needs a little comfort in their life. Lululemon.com. And we want to thank Lululemon for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Teresa Caputo, live, Channel 7 in Chicago.
That we could have done to have prevented the departure. Your husband has departed as well, ma'am? Okay. Your husband says, I want to take this opportunity to thank you. He said, I never thanked you. He says, you knew that how much I loved you. He says, but I want to thank you for the way that you cared for me. Do you understand that?
He left me 32 years ago. He never said thank you or goodbye.
He says, and I wish I had that opportunity to tell you that. He said, and how much I appreciate that.
This woman's face.
Yeah, you
is
should see the look on this woman's
unemotional.
Face. Yeah, she is not convinced.
Just staring.
This lady has seen more shit in her lifetime, and she knows bullshit when she sees it.
Everything that you did for me. Your husband was ill prior to his departure, ma'am? Because he shows me how you cared for him, like in a nursing capacity. Because he's like, my wife did things for me that a wife shouldn't have to do. And that means in a nursing capacity. And was your husband not the same in the end, ma'am? Because he put a food tray in front of me and then threw it at me? That's my
How could she possibly see this shit going down and still be talking? If someone throws a food tray at me, she just gets deeper and deeper. I know. People are touching me. They're feeling me up. They're talking. They're tickling my throat. They're throwing food at me. These are all signs that something happened.
Spirit.
Yeah, spirit. Spirit.
Spirit. It's that fucking remote-controlled earpiece in your hair.
For with that personality
change. Look at her. She's saying no. Yeah, no. Yeah.
changes because of an illness or a disability. Do you understand that?
I think this lady's not really with it. I think she's just looking straight at Teresa, trying to comprehend what's being said to her. She's very old, by the way, very old.
So he says, and I'm sorry. He says, but I want you to know how much I love you. And more importantly, how much I appreciated everything that you did for me. He goes, and my wife makes a mean pie. So I don't know, you make good pie? I don't know if it's like a shepherd's pie or like a pecan pie or how do you want?
I don't have a fucking clue what you're talking about.
Pie. Is this a shepherd's pie?
Is it a sweet pie or is it a salty pie?
Yeah.
Is it a pie or is it something else altogether that's edible?
She cooked me something.
Stella, I love eating her pie. Teresa, it's me. This woman's dead husband. Tell her I love her pie. No, not that kind of pie, you moron. Her vagina.
By the way, here's a food tray.
Yeah.
I didn't throw food at you. It was pussy. You're really bad at this, Teresa. Really bad.
I threw a food tray at me.
Understand that. You understand. As long as you understand it, that's all I care about.
She doesn't understand a fucking thing. This lady is completely out of it. Like, poor
whatever.
Lady.
Yeah.
Where's the brother come in that's departed? Or somebody like a brother?
There's brother or somebody like a brother?
Is there a brother? Someone like a brother?
A man.
Someone with a penis or someone without a penis that's passed on anywhere? Anybody? Anybody ever have? Anybody know anybody who's died? Okay. Anybody know anybody who's ever had a penis, including men with penises?
Friend, cousin, is your brother departed?
Friend, cousin?
Just departed.
Oh my God, this is so bad.
My brother-in-law died recently.
Perfect. So know that I'm very sorry.
Perfect. Great. Okay, congratulations. Congratulations on the death.
About that, but know that he's taken this opportunity to step forward as well. Did somebody fall?
He's taken this opportunity to step forward.
Like, what are they lined up? The spirits are lined up.
This is my big chance. I'm on channel
I'm stepping
7.
Forward.
I've always wanted to be on TV. Here, hold my food tray.
I'm stepping forward.
Fell. Because I felt like I fell.
I felt like I fell. You did, into a pile of your own bullshit.
He stepped forward and fell? No. Is that what she's saying?
He stepped forward and she fell. She said, I felt like I fell. I felt like I fell. She's so full of shit.
And then that was the beginning of my downfall.
That was just staring at her.
I love the people who don't. There's so many, obviously... Most of these people have common sense in their fucking head. So this lady, who is like an old Italian lady, she's just sitting there and
just staring.
Teresa's talking and she's just staring. She's like, nope, you're still full of shit.
How do you understand that? Was there something that I said before that you understood? Because they told me to look at you.
They told me.
No habla inglés.
They told me to look at you.
Yeah.
They told me to look.
As that other woman is saying no,
she
this
moves,
makes no sense. She
yeah,
just
she moved on
to
another person.
Woman.
That's right, because she's full of shit.
This thing that I said before, Spirit had me say, they were like, I wonder if that's my loved one.
Well, you know, I have a lot of deaths that have occurred in my past, and so just thinking about that, you know, just made me think
There's
back
been
on
death.
Them.
Did
some- There's been death in your past?
Yeah.
You don't say. Princess Di, when I get it live in the studio, I'm gonna, when she says, I sense a woman died from a thing, and I'm gonna be like, it's me, Princess Di. She died of a thing. So full of shit. Because she crashed a car into me, and that's
the sign.
That's the sign for car crash.
Did you fall?
No, there hasn't been falls, but I guess you can interpret it like that. In some kind of way?
However you can, because look, you have to
understand. However you can interpret it to make me look better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't leave me hanging here.
However you can figure it out to make sure we keep this conversation going.
And I read with integrity.
All right. Do you understand that? Thank our guest co-host, Teresa Caputo.
Yeah, she's going to continue to go on here for a second. Hold on one second.
Fill out. She is currently reading. We're going to put all of this up on our WindyCityLive.com page. And of course, be sure to check it out. We don't want to do her thing. So have a good day, everybody.
Yeah, she's going to continue.
Like I fall and I hit my head, then it causes all of these other things. Is that correct, ma'am?
My guess.
See, this is why people write things about me. I'm just saying. I say things because you're.
This is why people like things about me. She makes it all about her all the time. When she's not hitting on something,
yeah.
She just refers back to all of her talents and skills and gifts. And what she's really doing is being a fucking psychopath, because this is how psychopaths operate. They manipulate the conversation in their favor. They gaslight. When you're not connecting with her, it's your fault. It's right. Your problem. You're not thinking about it. Or she just opens it up so wide that of course, yeah.
It was going to hit.
Yeah. Have you ever known anybody with a foot? Yes. I told you.
Not expecting it, and it's very overwhelming. You thought you were going to hear from your husband more so than your father. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's
Why
important
does
that we
say,
need
do you
to
understand that
because she's trying to get buy-in.
Yeah,
she's trying to get her to say yes.
Yeah.
Because if she says yes, if the person she's talking to says yes
then
to anything, then everybody
path.
Else starts to believe it a little bit more, and she keeps on going down that path. Mm-hmm. She's looking for confirmation that she's onto something.
From another soul before we can heal from the other losses. Do you understand that?
Sure.
Because you're
sure. Why not?
Father keeps coming forward. He made me feel like I fell in the bathroom and I hit my head.
So, different fall, but.
But do you understand that? But then that caused all of these other disabilities and ailments. And it's almost like, oh my God, if he never fell, none of this would have ever have happened.
How many old people fall?
How many old people fall? Every old person falls. It's like that's why Life Alert has a business.
Yes.
Yeah. God. It's so fucking shady.
So it's just validating that we need to let go of those things. Do you understand that?
Sure.
Do you understand that? Are you agreeing with me? Can you give me some money? Would you like to come to my live show?
Sure, I do.
So who is the young male that's departed connected to you?
Wow.
Are there three of them?
There have been quite a few.
Only because I saw three souls step forward, and they made me feel like that there was such a burden that is carried throughout the family. Do you understand that?
Definitely. Do you understand that? Are you getting it?
It's driving me crazy. She
three males came forward with very worn briefs on. One of them had a tree trunk for a penis.
So it's acknowledging that their souls are at peace. They don't want us to carry these burdens. Mm-hmm.
And the other Someone thing she like keeps doing is telling everybody to let go.
Yeah, let go.
I mean, isn't that That's what when
yeah,
somebody
of course
dies
it is. And, she's playing therapist more than she's playing communicator, because she can't communicate with these people. There are no people. The thing about Teresa that gets me, we said this the last episode, I'll say it again. The thing that gets me about Teresa and why I find it hard to believe that anybody believes what she has to say is, how do you, at any given moment in time, communicate with the other world, see what they're doing, hear what they're saying,
feel
multiple people, feel what they're feeling, and yet still continue on a conversation with somebody. It'd be like having 14 conversations at the same time.
Well, yeah, and if the man, the ghost, just threw a plate of food at her, like, wouldn't she at least flinch?
Like, flinch or get
scared.
Sorry,
I just had a plate of food thrown at me.
Like, take a breath for 1 second. But no, she keeps yammering on about this. It's so fucking crazy that people spend money to go see this lady. I mean, for entertainment value, maybe.
Yeah.
But for anything other than entertainment value, like literally going to see a psychopath talk for an hour, then I don't get it. I just don't.
Well, it's people that can't let go, that don't have closure. And then this is where she tries to tell them to let go.
I don't blame the people on the other side.
Yeah.
I wish that they wouldn't buy into the foolishness and spend their money on her. Mm-hmm. I don't think that Teresa Caputo should be a millionaire off the backs of people that are already suffering. Mm-hmm. And she's making them suffer more because she's giving them a moment in their minds, a moment where they're communicating with someone they obviously
loved dearly.
Dearly, and they want to communicate with again, because we all do.
Yes.
Nico's been gone for 3 weeks, and sometimes I miss him around the house, right?
I know.
And, but I wouldn't believe anybody if they walked in the door and said, you know, I can smell Nico. Yeah. I mean, I just wouldn't. And so they're dragging on the pain, and she's playing therapist and saying, you need closure, but that's not how you get closure. A 3.5 second interaction with a wackadoodle, it's got a helmet for a fucking head, who tells you that their loved one is jumping up and down or throwing plates of food. It's so fucking gross to me.
Haircut, or like they would have their head shaved and like have like different things shaved in their head or like designs or something.
Oh my God,
that is
asking.
So fucking racist.
She's speaking to a black woman and asking her if one of the guys had shaved heads with the design in it.
Why? Because only black guys do that. That is so fucking racist.
She just did that.
Wow. I can't believe this isn't like somebody hasn't caught on to this one yet. Like, let commercial break be the thing that brings this to the forefront. That is one of the most racist things I've ever heard.
Oh.
Let's, and even the lady
this
who's getting,
woman. Yeah, she's
she
like,
knows.
No.
Yeah,
head or like,
yeah, hold on. Let's
like have like different things.
Let's repeat that so that everybody in the world can know.
So it's acknowledging that their souls are at peace. They don't want us to carry these burdens. Mm-hmm. Someone have like a crazy haircut, or like they would have their head shaved and like have like different things shaved in their head or like designs or something.
Wow.
She's like, no.
Yeah, this lady who she's talking to is obviously pissed.
Yeah.
She's like, are you saying that because I'm black?
Yeah. And she is. Teresa is saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, of course she is.
Do you know someone like that?
Oh, and then he...
Oh, she's looking at another black guy and saying the same thing. God. This is crazy. How racist is this?
Jeez.
Like lightning bolts and stars. I don't know what that is in the sides of the head. Do you know someone with the crazy haircut, sir? Are you a barber?
She's talking to a third black guy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's 2022.
And then she goes, are you a barber?
Yeah, are you a barber?
No. I make you nervous, sir?
You do because you're a racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
She's like, I'm going to move completely over
over here.
No one took that.
Look
bait.
At her. She's making a gesture on her chest.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's signaling her producers, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. She is absolutely failing.
She's losing
She's
it.
In deep shit, and mm-hmm. she knows it. She's just walking around the studio now looking at people.
Yeah.
How do you connect with the mom that's departed? Grandmother?
Yes, Ethel.
Okay. You have to understand, I'm very blessed. I still have my parents here in the physical world. My in-laws are still here in the physical world. I only recently lost my grandparents. And when spirit makes me feel that I carry such a burden or the weight of the world on me, and I feel like I lost a part of my soul, I think we all feel that way when we do lose a loved one. But in this case, I just felt that I wish I could have done more. Do you understand that?
No, we don't understand that. You're
no.
a fucking racist, you're a fucking asshole, and you're a fucking miserable human being. Teresa Caputo, you are a miserable fucking human being. God damn you. She's literally looking at these two black people, a black couple, and she has pointed them out because they're black and because she said something that was racist, and then she addressed every black person in the audience. There's literally five black people in the audience, and she just asked them all if they knew somebody that had designs in the shaved in the side of their head, because that's what black people do, I guess.
Yeah.
So she just called herself out as a racist. All these people are not connecting with her. They're saying, no, we don't recognize any of the shit that you're talking about. And now she's looking at them and
now that she was like,
she's like yelling at them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, do you connect with a mother figure or a grandmother?
Yeah.
I mean, this woman's like probably 60. Yeah. Her grandmother is probably
gone.
Who
doesn't connect with a grandmother? Now she's back to talking about her fucking self.
Yeah.
Right? Now she's saying, you got to understand, I'm a very blessed person. Yes, you are. Because so many people have given you their hard-earned money and you have fucking not earned it. You have pissed it away. You have lied and bullshitted. And now, quite frankly, just been flat out offensive to people.
Yeah, that was
come
crazy.
On the commercial break. Please come on the commercial break. Oh man, Chrissy, way above Frankie B.
Yeah.
Teresa Caputo just shot to the top of my list. Mm-hmm. If I could have one person sit in the studio for 30 minutes with us, it would be fucking Teresa Caputo. I would tear her apart.
And we feel guilty. Look, the reason why Spirit brings these things up is because when we place these burdens, we can't heal. So saying, I don't want you to look back and say, I should have been there more. I should have done more. I should have done this. Do you understand that? Please let go of all regret. No regrets. Remember the good times. Does that make sense? And you're a good boy. Do you understand that?
You're a good boy? What am I looking for? Your fucking adoration? What are you, my mom?
What?
Stupid is this?
And you're a good boy.
And you're a good boy. And even though you said no to all the questions that I asked you, you're still a good boy.
We're off? Well...
No, we just lowered your mic.
The dead people don't know off.
I'm going to make another funny because it's so funny. Oh, my God. Oh, Chrissy, one person. If you could give me one person for Christmas, just like if you could get me a gift for Christmas 2023, it would be Teresa Caputo. Remember that scene in
she
Christmas
would never
Vacation?
Come here because no. She knows she's a fraud. She knows. She's only going to go to places where she can make herself look good.
If Teresa Caputo sees this, and I hope she does, I hope this goes viral. I hope this little rant that she did, this little racist rant that she did from a local television station 7 years ago goes way viral. Let's make it go viral because she needs that kind of recognition. If she knows, if she listened to this show, she would know that we knew
how
full of fucking shit she is. And she avoids people like that, like the plague, because she knows she has no defense for it, right? She's just going to say, I have a gift. I don't control it. I didn't ask for this. You know, I'm burdened by all these spirits and all these things. Bullshit. You made it up. You started making money. Mm-hmm. And now you got a juggernaut business fucking people over, basically. That's what you do. I would rather have a business with Adam Bankman Freud.
Freud.
Then pay a dollar to see Teresa Caputo.
No.
For sure. So, kids, what did we learn today? We learned yet another lesson about Teresa Caputo. She's full of shit. She doesn't talk to spirits. She's not a ghost hunter or whatever, you know, ghost wrangler or whatever you want to call
it. Spirit talker.
And she's just a plain old white lady racist. That's all she is. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. As if it wasn't bad enough. If it wasn't bad enough.
Yeah, she went there.
Make it go viral. Send it to your friends. I want her to see it. Got me so riled up. I don't know why. I was like, wow.
Yeah, well, it was obviously very, you know.
Prejudice.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's, targeting.
Yeah. It's like if someone... If she came, like, she was here, and she said, you know, do you know anybody that's not funny? And we'd know that, obviously, shit's directed at the commercial break. Do you know anybody that does a mediocre comedy podcast?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. It's me and you. Well, I thank Blue for a special appearance here in the studio
that
today.
That was sweet of Blue to drop by.
Very sweet of Blue. Going to have some words with the people outside. I literally had to put like a chair against the door to keep my dog out. This studio is high tech. I know. We got to get a studio. Where's Spotify when you need them? Where's all that Spotify cash when you need it, Chrissy? Oh,
hopefully
Lord.
It's coming. We're going to manifest it.
We get Spotify cash, I'll learn how to ski again. I'm going to go on a real ski slope this time. Not rug skiing. I'm going to go on real snow this time. For sure. Listen, season number 3 is coming to an end. Season number 4 comes the first week in February. We'll be back with brand new episodes, brand new ideas, and a renewed focus and vigor around TCB.
Yes.
But until then, you get the same old shit. So there you go. We got some special episodes coming up right at the end of season 3 in January. We have some guest hosts, some clips, some segments, some best ofs. If you have an idea for the commercial break, don't hesitate. Don't fear. Don't frown. TCBpodcast.com is where it all goes down. Hit the contact us button. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We take it all at tcbpodcast.com. You can also listen to all the audio and watch all the video right from there. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak for video episodes a few days after they air. And if you'd like to get a hold of us via phone, 855-TCB-8383. 1-855-TCB-8383 from anywhere in the world. We'll pick up the charges. At the commercial break on Instagram. You know, if you just want to follow somebody that doesn't make any posts,
yeah,
feel free.
It's fun.
So, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do today.
I think so.
Okay, well, I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time. Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.
Bye.